I clearly heard the Lord say, I'm changing the dynamic. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was, okay, you're changing the dynamic. Then my second thought was the scripture that where he said, I'm the Lord and I change not. So I'm thinking, okay, we got that going now. And as I began to just think on that and seek the Lord in it, you know, I began to realize that the dynamic that he's talking about is not, he's not changing who he is. He's not changing what he's up to or what he's doing. He wants to change what we're up to and what we're doing. He has empowered us for a reason. He's empowered us to be glory bearers of his on the planet. We're here to bring glory to God. The word declares that all of creation is on its tiptoes in anticipation, waiting on the sons and daughters of God to be revealed. And I begin to think about that word dynamic. And then I begin to think about the church. God says, I want to change the dynamic. So, you know, I begin to see that the church as a whole, all of us, not one or the other, not this denomination or that, but all of us as a whole, the church has had some dynamics. And when you look at the word dynamic, it just means this: energy that brings change. That's what it means, energy that brings change. And so the church has had some energy that has brought change, maybe not in so many positive ways. The church as a whole is awesome. It has done great work on the earth for the glory of God. But we have a lot of things, I believe and I feel like and see, that are just a little askew. There's some things that, you know, and if it's not hard to come to that conclusion. There's really not an argument against it. You can look at it from this point of view and you'll begin to see it. When Jesus was walking around on the earth, and by the way, he's still walking around on the earth and his kids. That's the dynamic. That's what he wants to happen. When Jesus was physically here on the earth walking around, people flocked to him by the masses. He had a magnetic personality. He had this thing going on, this perfect love, this perfect grace, this perfect mercy. You know, and I've seen so many times Christians, and I'm not just pointing my finger at others. I've been there myself. I've done things, said things to folks that didn't turn out good for them. It pushed them away from God instead of brought them to